This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In France, proposals are under discussion to fine men for aggressive catcalling or lecherous behavior toward women in public, to extend the statute of limitations in cases of sexual assault involving minors, and to create a new age ceiling under which minors cannot legally consent to a sexual relationship. In the wake of the Weinstein affair, women legislators and staff have signed letters and come forward about sexual harassment in government in California, Rhode Island, and South Dakota. Google AdWords systems were able to place fake news ads on websites dedicated to truth squatting, sites like Snopes and PolitiFact, which reflects how the internet search giant continues to be used to spread misinformation. The Equal Opportunity Commission reports receiving about 12,000 allegations of sex-based harassment each year, with women accounting for about 83%. In England and Wales, 80,393 hate crimes were reported during 12 months to March of this year, an increase of nearly 30% over the year before. According to a 2016 study by IFOP, a leading pollster, just 65 of the 1,048 sexual harassment lawsuits in France in 2014 led to a conviction. Two Italian regions, Lombardy and Veneto, are voting on autonomy in Europe as well. Federal civil rights lawsuit was filed in New Orleans over sham subpoenas issued by the district attorney rather than judges in order to coerce testimony by witnesses. Reports indicate similar tactics were used elsewhere around the country. Belarus Free Theater and a production called Burning Doors are banned from performing in their native country, but enact their bruising stories of the dynamics of resistance and torture from their own experience and protest. NFL owners met with the union and players and backed away from their threats to fine or discipline players for not standing for the anthem or changing and clarifying existing rules. In fact, the league indicated it would act to support some efforts around achieving racial justice. All of this is a recognition of the law and a rebuff of President Trump's attacks. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.